Now, what did men use to wear to keep up their trousers?
Suspenders. These the wear suspenders. With two buttons to the back of the pants and four buttons to the front. Then he was going to let him hold up your pants. And then on his socks, he had garters.
Yeah. The pants had what? The buttons?
They had button on the pants, and the suspenders had a hole, just like a button hole. And you would button it and pull up your pants.
Now, what did folks used to hold over them when it rained?
Umbrella. Umbrella.
Okay. And do you remember what the thing, what you'd put on a bed? Can you tell me the things that folks would have on a bed?
Well, you use a sheet on the mattress.
Yeah, and then on top of the sheet for
you
warmth.
You use a quilt.
Okay. And then maybe the top, the fancy top cover.
Did you, a blanket.
Yeah.
You could use a sheet, a blanket, and a quilt on a bed.
Okay. And something you might put on the, on top of the last thing you put on the bed, you call that?
Pillow.
Pillow?
Pillow.
Okay. Did you ever see a pillow that went all the way?
Yes.
What do they call those?
I could use that in French. Because that is called, that would be called a traversette. Through and through.
What's that? What does that mean?
That means it would be a long pillow.
Uh-huh.
But we used to call it traversant.
Because it went what? See, what did it do?
It would go clean across the bay. That's what it meant.
Oh, I see.
Clean across. Yeah, I've seen them. We used to have them all the time. Now today you don't see it. Only pillows.
Was it called a bolster? Or did you ever hear it called?
Yeah, you sometimes call it a bolster.
Okay. All right. You gonna say something? Did you remember what it was they put on top of the bed? Maybe the last thing, a fancy top cover?
It would be the quilt.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The quilt.
Now, sometimes if there weren't enough beds, kids would sleep maybe on a makeshift place on the floor. You'd call that a what?
You could use a blanket on the floor.
Yeah.
And then to cover it, you use a quilt to cover the pillow.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe children would sleep on a little kind of a makeshift bed down on the floor. Did you ever call it a pallet?
Yeah, a pallet. That's what you call it.
Okay.
Put the children on the pallet.
Now, I wanted to ask you some terms you might have for the land around here and what you'd call different land formations. Can you tell me about, you know, what you'd call the lands from the lowest part down near the stream to the best land or whatever? Can you tell me a little about the land?
Well, in our location over here, our land is level.
Mm-hmm.
It's only about 2.5 feet tall, a mile long.
Really?
That's true. You can take a shovel and dig a ditch, and you don't have to go but 2 feet deep. You can start from nothing, and when you get on the other end...
Can I close that?
Yeah, sure. Pull it like this. Put it like it's not. Put it like it's now.
Okay.